Life in Kashmir has come to a standstill after New Delhi revoked the Article 370 of the Indian Constitution, stripping the disputed region of its autonomous status. Lockdown has so far remained largely in place. Colleges and public transportation remains shut, businesses are closed, and people continue to stay inside their houses. India has, however, decided to reopen some primary and middle schools as a part of its attempt to bring back stability to Kashmir.
We are getting encouraging reports of normal movement from a lot of rural areas. We are looking forward to opening of schools, beginning with primary schools all over. And as we mentioned yesterday, there will be full functionality of government offices.
However, skepticism and anguish continues to affect people. Since the schools have reopened, Mohammed has not turned up. When we asked his mother, she said,
"We can't put the lives of our children in danger. Who will take responsibility for our children? Will you?"
Since August 5, internet and cell phone services have remained cut in parts of Indian-controlled Kashmir Valley. India describes the restrictions as a precautionary measure for maintaining law and order. Local media in Kashmir say government forces have initiated a crackdown on the youth to prevent their participation in any form of anti-government protests. Despite New Delhi's efforts to restore normalcy in Muslim-majority region, Kashmiris feel aggrieved over what they call New Delhi's callous decision of revoking their autonomy and ignoring their demands. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.